Buenos dias, this is your mind ranting. My name is Chris, Crush Crystal Wall. Today is the 8th of March, 2023. Holy cow, guys, we are almost, or we're basically a quarter of the way done with the year. Pretty soon, it's going to be summer. And a lot of us are going to have wasted most of the new year. But do not fret, you're fine. Gonna keep this episode really short. I am still kind of in and out of this sick amount of time. It happens every year. I know it's probably just gonna get worse, but you know, while I have the strength and the mental capacity to deal with it, I'm just gonna go ahead and rant off an article that I had read on the Huffington Post, or the HuffPost website, where our First Lady, Jill Biden, said the idea of mental competency tests for older politicians is absurd. Mind you, this idea of mental competency tests was brought up by Nikki Haley, our former U.S. ambassador for the United Nations. She is also the South Carolina governor. And she just mentioned that, you know, politicians over a certain age, she had mentioned 75, should take mandatory mental competency tests. The idea is kind of a little bit of a poke and a little bit of prodding at Donald Trump, last president, who's turning 70. I think he's turning 77, right? I think next year. And then our current president, who's 80. We just want to make sure that they're in the best of minds to, you know, serve at the highest office. And I don't think that's a bad idea, but the fact that our First Lady said that her family would not take part in this idea, something like this will never be discussed. She just says that this is kind of crazy. But then when you think about it, there's a lot of grumpy old fucking politicians like Sheila Jackson Lee, Dianne Feinstein, my guy Bernie Sanders. Eventually, I mean, kind of want to just make sure they're mentally okay, you know, whether they have a history of dementia or Alzheimer's, that's besides the point. It's just that, you know, with the whole neuroplasticity research growing pretty rapidly, you know, our brains are not infinite, they are finite. And you know, with such a high stress job that politicians have, you know, I don't see a lot of them possibly getting a good amount of sleep. They might not be eating well, who knows? So that does play a huge effect on the mental capacity to be able to present new bills, to discuss laws, to run a country functionally. Now, this is crazy to have the First Lady push back on this idea. I just would love to see a younger president, maybe in the next term or so. If you know, Joe Biden does run and he's mentally competent, by all means, let him. I just pray that it doesn't come down to that guy and, you know, the orange man once again. That was a shit show. And while I could definitely get into the politics of this, which I won't, it would be good to check up on the mental capacity of our politicians to make sure they haven't gone on the fringe. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is a group of people who are meant to serve the nation as a collective. They're not just there to serve their particular party, or so, you know, people tend to forget that, you know, yeah, we have a two-party system, but they're supposed to serve everyone in their respective jurisdiction, in their respective states, and as a nation. So maybe some psychological evaluation, maybe some brain scans, some MRIs, meeting with a psychiatrist might not be a bad thing. Because, I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. I can't believe I'm going to try to turn this into a gun episode. But, you know, people are suggesting that gun owners get psychological evaluations. And that's fine. There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers that don't need to be anywhere near a gun. And if that's going to be the new rule from this point on for everybody who's wanting to purchase a new gun from now on, needing to get a psychological evaluation on top of that extensive background check that we already go through, hopefully it's an unbiased doctor or whoever's conducting the psychological evaluation, is fair, is objective. I'm all for it. So why would it be a bad idea for our politicians to get their noggins checked? Because they're not going to be around, at least the older ones, they're not going to be around for much longer. But the damage that they do cause with their work can have a very, very, very long stretch of time. Just something to think about. I'll go ahead and include the HuffPost.com article titled "Jill Biden Says Idea of Mental Competency for Older Politicians Absurd." So, hope you guys enjoy that. It's a nice little read. Super quick. Yeah. Now, if you will excuse me, I am going to I'm going to down just a bunch of NyQuil and then just call it a day. I am tired of like this head cold business fiasco thing going on. Freaking spring weather, man. And it's not allergies. So be safe out there. Be well. You know what? I'm so sorry. Before I even get into that. All right. Again, Ja Morant. Okay, Ja Morant was caught brandishing a weapon online on Instagram at a club. I would love more than anything to get into another episode of that guy, but this is literally the last time I want to talk about him for a very, 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 very long time. Unless it's an exclusive like basketball episode that I want to talk about, you know, some crazy shit that goes on during basketball. But Ja Morant needs to really, really get his stuff together, man. He is a once in a lifetime superstar, right? I'm not gonna call him out and say that he's, you know, the greatest to ever play. He's got a shit ton to prove. The young man can ball. I just hope that this brandishing of a weapon at a club, which I am not sure if Colorado is one of those states where you can't have a concealed weapon permit, and then having alcohol in your system, or even carrying a concealed weapons permit in a bar. I'm assuming that he has a concealed weapons permit in Colorado, right? Brandishing it on Instagram, especially if you're drunk, can lead to some dire consequences. But apparently he's taking some time off, i.e. I think he is getting suspended. Man, it just keeps piling on for the poor guy. And you know, and I do say poor guy, because at this point, yeah, it's this whole idea of acting tough, but you know, it's his friends aren't like helping him out whatsoever. His father's not helping him out. I mean, I just hope that, you know, it's not too late for him to change, that he just gets his mind right and he can go back to balling, doing well. That's all I want to talk about for him. So I guess the rumors of him being suspended might be true. But yeah, he was caught doing some other crazy shit. Once again, with a firearm. All the instances have to do something with a firearm. That's the crazy thing. Whether it's the laser incident against the Indiana Pacers staff members, whether it's the 17-year-old kid that he beat up after a pickup basketball game, which allegedly was in self-defense, and then, you know, this incident where he's brandishing a firearm at a club. Like, he's a fucking gangster. Maybe he should get a mental competency test. Anyways, that's all there is for today's episode of This Is Your Mind Ranting. Check us out here on Anchor, Apple, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Share this with anyone who you believe would find this very, very entertaining. We definitely love all our listeners and supporters. So until next time, take care. Be safe, and catch you guys in the next one.